Welcome back to the show, the Authentic Drake Podcast. You know, where we move at the speed of life. Yesterday is over. We live in the moment because tomorrow is not promised. Hey, what up?
Shit.
Shit.
Welcome back to episode 28 of the Authentic Drake Podcast.
Yeah, we're going to do this one just as a you show, man. We and Lance took our shit. We need to edit. We've been bad about our shit.
Right, behind.
Even with these crossovers, nigga, so I wanted to just add to the mix of, so yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a different type of show today, so we're going to be on some old serious shit today. And I had to sip on that because, you know, brother getting ready, so.
While I eat these Mexican street corn Cheetos,
shout out to the Mexican street corn Cheetos. Them bitches is fire.
Fire.
If you ain't never having no Mexican street corn Cheetos, shit, I'm getting some of the bitches when I leave here.
Hey, let's get the fuckery out the way. Of course, y'all know who it is, how the fuck it is, who, you know, I can't even talk because of the shit we've been sipping. But y'all know my openings and shit. Motherfucking Brown Bear and this bitch to the right.
Hashtag Oracle.
Shit. We ain't did this shit in a minute. Dub Nation in the house, man. D-U-B-B. Fuck am I?
B's, back shots.
Two breasts, two back shots.
Two butt cheeks.
That's what it is.
All that shit.
Hey, man, today's show outside of Dre getting in for the serious shit, too, is brought to you by a couple different drinks. We over here on some for real Deuce Crew shit today. Brought to you by, turn that bottle, Dre, with
Ciroc Honey Melon.
Yes, sir.
Actually, this shit pretty good.
Put that one in the camera, too, man. We also hear about it.
The household staple, Shandy, get your summer Shandy.
Nah, we do. Shout out to Old Nation.
Shout out to Old Nation.
We also on some smooth nigga shit here, too, with the
what we got here?
Crown Royal Reserve. Yeah. Turn the bottle around there.
For y'all bougie motherfuckers, Crown Royal Reserve.
Hey, and that shit slaps, too, man.
That's pretty good.
That shit smooth as fuck. I'm going to get the XO one of these days. We're going to fuck with that shit, too.
Since we're going to be on that Diddy shit, I figured I went and bought some Ciroc, man. So we might as well just go get the shit out the way.
But before
I get started, I'd be remiss if I did not say happy 5th birthday to my grandson, Lloyd.
Yes,
indeed.
Since we back to recording, then, too, it was last weekend, but happy birthday to my youngest son, Nate.
Okay. Happy birthday to my nephew, Nate.
Nephews.
Shit, my little twin, my third-generation twin. Shit, genes are strong with the force.
Hey, man, this little dance when he was throwing the bowling balls, man. I'm like, I want to hit that shit myself. And he's doing these little flutter shit.
Right,
I'm like,
I hit that shit. The genes is strong with the force. Because it's funny, because we were sitting there, right? So my daughter was talking to my other stepdaughter, and they was conversating. I heard what they was talking about. And I was like, say it. Say it loud, because they all look like me. That's why she's trying to say it without me knowing it. I was like, say it. You know what I'm saying? Say it loud. We got to have
a dark night.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
They call me an IAB.
Say it. You sons of bitches.
That's my favorite fucking movie, dog.
Yeah, so what was that? What was he was like, say it? Bloodsport. Remember when he had my man tap out?
Yeah.
He's like, say it! He's like, oh, Mate, you bitch.
Oh, nigga, I know you've been drinking, but before we go in, I just had some intro ideas. Remind me to look up The Last Dragon, nigga.
For all right.
Shit. Oh, I'm shit. With it. Leroy! Warmed up yet? Best intro ever, boy. Look.
Dog.
Yeah, Bear choked up right now.
Oh, shit. Go ahead, Drake.
Right. So, yeah, this is going to be a different type of show today. You know, it's going to be more on a serious note. You're still going to get the occasional fuckery because we'd be remiss if we're not into the fuckery, which made us who we are. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to all the people we met on opening day. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that shit real quick. We're going to take a brief 10 minutes talking about opening day. You know, Tigers won, even though they ain't pretty much won shit out since opening day.
Right, they've been falling fall.
Right. And that motherfucker who interrupted our spot we've been going to for the last 10 years.
Dog motherfucker.
Yeah, because, you know, as the white folks proceed to move back to the city of Detroit from our out-of-town folk, a lot of white folks moving back to the city. And that one motherfucker, even though security walked by, us was like, try to offer him beer. My man doing his job. Shout out to the security guard who was just chilling, doing what he was doing.
Right.
And that one white motherfucker with the dog who going to say, somebody called the police and they're going to write tickets and tow cars. Motherfucker, who you need to talk to? that told you that they called police. Because you know the motherfucker always say this shit is actually the motherfucker that called him.
Right.
But the problem that he didn't understand is Detroit police don't give a fuck about that shit on opening day.
Right.
Because we seen like 3 squad cars, not one of the motherfuckers came and said
none
shit to us.
None of them.
Right.
So I just want to give a special fuck you to that entitled motherfucker who moved back to the city of Detroit relying on Detroit police.
With the Arnold, son.
You dumb motherfucker.
Dumbass.
Right. Dumb as fuck.
Right.
Hey, because even when the security did come tell us, guess what? They just came and told us, and we ain't see them motherfuckers for like another 45 minutes.
Yeah, they ain't give a fuck.
We ain't see them until we left, shit.
They did the shit because they had to, not
right. They was like,
right.
Hey, they was just fulfilling their paycheck.
Right,
right.
Because like, when I pulled in, he was like, what you do, you parking? I'm like, yeah, they got a spot for me. He was like, all
right,
cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With
so,
no issue.
Motherfuckers being assholes, you know, mm-hmm. One day out the motherfucking year.
And I bet you that same motherfucker, the one that told the other security guard, that's what made him come say something.
Yeah. Right. I said if I win the Mega Millions, I'm gonna buy that whole motherfucking parking lot.
Hell yeah.
and paint eat a dick on the concrete. So every time they look out their window, they gonna know it's for me. Like eat a dick, you bougie ass.
Hey, but on a positive note though, with opening day, shout out to old girl that always come through with the Jello shots though.
Oh,
we giving them out.
Yeah.
I don't know her name, but she remembered us and yeah. You know, it was cool and you know, and she just be giving out Jello shots and they be fire.
But you know, I gave her the recipe for Toasty.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Mm.
For next year.
Mm.
Run
okay.
up on them niggas and dare to do this shit again. Fuck them.
Okay.
So yeah, shout out to the lady with the Jello shots because them bitches came through. Shout out to all the family and friends, you know, opening day.
Right.
Hey, did anybody ever? Because I'm gonna go there. Did anybody ever holler at the white dudes that was talking about coming through to do the show, but that to see what happened with them bras that they left with?
No, because I got the guys.
I remember when they came back. Cause we were still there when they came back and dipped. But
I didn't give a shit.
No, I'm saying that day. Did they say like what happened with the girl?
I didn't see them. I was already gone.
No, they was there. It was before I pulled out.
All right, those that bra came to talk to me. Only thing I told her in her face, because Fats was roast. Shout out to Fats, who not here today.
Right.
And the only thing I told her in her face, and I was like, you ain't been on a ride like this before. I'm like, I'm a different type of dude. You don't even want these problems. And she's talking something. And she was fried, but whatever.
Yeah.
She manipulated the white dudes to get some free drinks, bro.
She was looking for that payout.
Who she did manipulate? This guy.
No. That.
This guy, Dre don't play that shit.
No, we do not support nor condone.
Yeah, we don't.
hey, that one motherfucker, when I went to go get the food out the truck, was like, can I sit in here for a minute? I'm like, nah, sweetheart, we got all the food and stuff here.
Yeah.
You might be sitting up in my shit. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Project Pass said it best, man. Don't save them.
Shit, you can sit in their shit.
They don't
want to
be saved.
Right.
Don't sit in my shit.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, shout out to them. Before we get into the topics, I want to say rest in peace to the 4 construction workers who lost their lives during that bridge that collapsed in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
I know y'all motherfuckers heard about the shit.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Them niggas on the bridge doing construction, man. And even right now, them niggas still underwater and shit. They got the niggas on the sonar and shit where they know where they at.
Oh, so they never got everybody?
No, they still there because they had to cut up the bridge to get the bridge out.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I know he was doing search and rescue when it first happened, and I think they pulled like what, 5-10 people out or 15 people or something, and they thought it was like maybe 20 more people under or something like that.
Well, it's only 4. Because if you look at the video, you vaguely see them motherfuckers going into the water, and it was 4 Mexican dudes that was doing construction on the bridge that went into the water.
But it was cars that went in the water too, though.
No.
Yes, nigga.
Those were the construction vehicles.
Yeah, it wasn't
It was 4 construction vehicles.
They caught it in time where everybody that was in traffic got
So wait a minute. So everybody that was in traffic that stopped short.
It was 1 in the morning. It was like the wee hours of the morning, so it really wasn't no traffic.
It wasn't a lot of traffic, but it was cars because it's still reports and people that was coming on that scene that was on the bridge on the part
stopped.
That didn't break.
They got them all off.
They stopped, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you're telling me that it was no cars in front of them outside of construction
only,
cars?
Only the 4 construction workers working on the bridge.
Wow.
And the people that was on the boat.
See, they was so that means they was assuming it was probably up to 20 people because of the cars that fell.
So I want to say rest in peace to them.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's been a lot of death going on. And
right.
Who else passed away? Oh, Damn, who the fuck was it? Oh, rest in peace to, no. I'm going to get the juice in a minute.
You're going to get the juice in a minute.
Rest in peace to, God, what the old black dude. He just passed. What the fuck?
Lou Gossett
Jr. Rest in peace, Lou Gossett Jr., man. I remember watching Iron Eagle.
Iron Eagle
movie back in the day and shit.
Iron Eagle 1-5 and shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's my man from JD's Revenge. Yeah. Lou Gossett was in that shit.
Lou Gossett was in that shit.
He was the preacher, dog.
They say he was in that.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
They say he was in that latest Color Purple movie too.
So he was an old school little mafia dude in the 30s.
Yeah.
Then my man came back, he was a preacher.
Damn. Yeah,
so rest in peace to Lou Gossett Jr., man, the icon.
So you a jackleg preacher now.
I think he was the first black man to win an award. He won an award for something. He's one of the first black actors to win an award and shit. So rest in peace to Lou Gossett Jr.
Damn.
I gotta watch that movie again, huh?
To those who have differences of opinion on this subject, I want to say rest in peace to O.J. Simpson.
Rest in peace, Juice, nigga.
For sure.
Contrary to how some people feel, I don't think he did it. Yeah. I think he was the target.
Man, he did that shit.
No, I don't think he did it.
He did that shit, Dre.
You know who I think did it?
Who?
I think his son did it.
No, he did that shit, Dre.
His oldest son did it.
He did that shit, Dre.
I think his oldest son did it.
No, he did that shit.
Let me tell you why I think his older son did it. Because his oldest son ain't been heard from since.
Ain't none of his daughter, trial. his oldest son.
The other kids are in the limelight. His oldest son.
He got four kids.
Yeah, but his oldest son.
His oldest daughter you don't hear from neither. The only reason why you hear about the young ones is because of their mama got chopped
up. This the thing, because I already thought it, and they listened to 97.1 the other
oldest
day.
Wasn't her kids, were they?
Right, the oldest two was by the black chick.
Right,
and then he got the two younger ones by Nicole.
Yeah, I think the older son did it. Mm. I think. Oh, now don't get me wrong. I think OJ showed up and was there, but I think OJ covered up some shit. I think OJ took the heat for his older son because, like they said, with all the shit that they found, how she was decapitated, motherfucker used a knife. His son was a chef. His son OJ was built the same way.
Damn.
So wait a minute.
His son had a history of anger issues.
Like his daddy.
His son got a whole history.
Like his daddy.
I know. But they were so focused on getting OJ. I think OJ told his son, like, look, I'll take care of this shit. Get the fuck on.
So his son had the glove and the Bruno Mars.
Why you think the glove didn't fit?
Cause that bitch was dried the fuck up. Come on, Lance. Come on, Dre.
I'm just saying, man. Dog. I don't think OJ did it.
Leather glove is gonna dry up that much that it's gonna shrink.
Yes, nigga. Yes. And the nigga had nigga. Listen, dog. Here's the shit.
They not made like that.
Yes, they are, nigga.
You get them
Italian leather motherfuckers and soak them bitches in blood or water. Let that shit shrink up then, nigga. That bitch will shrink up. But what about the Bruno Maglis, nigga? That nigga put his daddy's shoes on and walked through the house?
This is what I'm saying. I didn't say that OJ wasn't there. I'm saying I don't think OJ did it.
On some shit like his son did it and called his dad.
I know what you're saying, but okay, so why would he do it?
Because he had anger issues.
He had anger issues.
Yeah, he had a history of anger issues.
So he just decided to kill his daddy's wife?
The motherfucker
that his dad been whooping on for 10 years?
This the part that blew my mind. When you look, did you see the 30 for 30 on ESPN?
Yeah, I didn't see it. The only thing I haven't watched was the whole people versus OJ bullshit.
If you look, the one part of the thing that, because see, when I first seen it, because I had to research this back when I was watching NBA Finals and the shit broke while I was only like 17.
Right.
When the shit happened.
Right.
So my ability to like really comprehend the overall scope of the shit was different at 17 than it is now. When I watched the ESPN 30 for 30 and they show like the blood over the whole crime scene,
mm-hmm.
there is no way in fuck if OJ killed them motherfuckers the way he did, that the only blood they found on OJ was on a sock and on a glove. Nigga would have been covered.
He couldn't have got rid of his clothes and just forget.
No,
get rid of that shit.
Just the shit on his face. If I'm trying to carve your ass up, Mm-hmm. And you fighting me.
Mm-hmm.
Blood is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they also my clothes, mm-hmm. my face,
mm-hmm.
all my body parts.
Mm-hmm.
But the only blood you found was on some socks.
Nigga, he couldn't have got rid of all his clothes. He couldn't have took a shower.
What about why he didn't get rid of his socks then?
Maybe he missed them.
That's what I'm saying. Retarded,
though, nigga, you in a panic. You in a panic, and you didn't grab some shit. You missed some shit. How many times you done ran out in a hurry, nigga, out the crib and left some shit?
But you still missing the point that if I'm stabbing you,
I know what you're saying, Dre.
If I'm trying to decapitate you, this look, I ain't just stabbing you.
I know what you're
trying to cut your head off.
I know what you're saying, Dre.
Even if I took a shower on my skin, remember, a motherfucker clean the house with bleach and blood would still show up.
Nigga, I know
what you're
saying.
I would have blood all over me, not just on my clothes.
Not if you took a shower and cleaned yourself the fuck up, nigga.
I'm telling you, man.
He's saying you gotta wipe yourself down with some heavy chemical shit.
Okay. So never mind my argument with that.
Right.
Okay. So if that's the case, going with what you said,
right?
You gotta remember, the sun also showed up there that day too.
Not that. Why do you think he showed up?
No. I'm talking about when he got arrested and all that shit. So I'm talking about when his dad did.
Why?
But hold on, people, I'm going with this. If that's the case, you mean to tell me then that none of the cops and all the other bullshit motherfuckers didn't find a speck of blood on the back of this nigga's neck or
something
like that?
No, they never looked at him.
They never looked. That's the point.
How do you not? That nigga was bright as fuck, nigga.
That nigga was black, but my complexion was so focused on OJ, nigga.
But as a motherfucking detective, nigga,
look.
You mean to tell me when you looking in the nigga to ask this nigga questions, you don't. Oh,
why you?
By
think,
the way, son, what you got there on the back of your?
Why you think
are you
they
fucking
blast,
serious?
Why you think they blasted the prosecution for the way they handled the case?
Giving cops too much credit, nigga.
No,
credit.
Nigga, you're giving the son angle too much credit,
man.
Nigga.
I don't think OJ
the
did.
Law, nigga. So when cops got a lead, they go with that lead because they trying to close that shit fast.
They wanted OJ to be guilty. I agree with this.
They wanted OJ.
I agree with this, but again, your nigga came out with a book that said if I did it. Nigga, did you see did I send y'all that meme with the one where he was talking to the chick? When he was talking to the chick in the interview after?
No,
and the nigga was like, wee. Nigga, look, no, nigga.
Well, see, listen.
Did that shit, nigga.
If you the father, I'm going to ask you. Which one? Just say Nate stabbed up
whatever.
Some motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And you walked in there and be like, what the fuck did you do? I know my sons did some shit. Like, what the fuck did you do? That nigga would rather take the fall for the shit than let his son take the fall for the shit. All I'm saying is, I don't give
a... Hey, Dre, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there.
Oracle, ladies and gentlemen.
I say no on that.
Okay.
You're going to sit. Here's why I say that. Because now, nigga, here's where you lose me with that. Even if you wanted to try to change my mind, here's where you lose me with that thought of. Because now you got to remember at the same time, this nigga the bag. So whether he gets acquitted, convicted or whatever, to take the heat for it, his whole career of earnings is done.
Right.
So if that's the case, that means that nobody gets to eat no more off nothing. But if you take the fall for what you did, nigga, I can keep you straight in the joint. I can keep everything else the way it's floating and shit, and everything can be what it is.
But you in the joint.
You're looking at it. But you're looking at it.
You in the joint, nigga.
You looking at it.
I'm looking at how OJ would look at it. You gotta remember this nigga Juice literally for real said, "I'm not black. I'm OJ,
okay,
nigga."
I'm gonna ask
that
you
nigga
a question.
That nigga was about the bag, nigga.
But you making the point the other way though. OJ felt like that nigga was God. He was untouchable.
Right.
So. If his son did some shit, you don't think he was looking at it like, nigga, I'm OJ.
Son.
I'll beat that shit. Put it on me because
yes.
I know I got the bread to beat it.
Yes, the bread to beat it. But at the
so
same,
why not let OJ get charged himself
because
he know he going to get away
with
it.
But at the same time, his best friend, Kardashian, had to told this nigga, look, you going to take this hit. Okay, we can get you off. But your earnings are done, my nigga. You are done.
But would you do that for you? Would you sacrifice that for your kid?
But he still
fuck
had bread,
nope.
though.
So you wouldn't sacrifice that for your kid?
Nope.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
You wouldn't, but
if
a lot
I
of
was,
niggas would.
I know a lot of niggas would. Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, y'all, nigga, you got to sit for
right,
that.
Right, nigga. It's fucked up. I'll come visit you, nigga, but what the
but
fuck?
But I'm going to ask you a question.
A lot of niggas would, though. You're right. I ain't.
But I'm going to ask you this question, and it I want to see how your response is because it's probably going to hit you different. If I was 17,
mm-hmm.
when I seen it, Mm-hmm. Remember, I was probably 16, 17 when I seen it. Mm-hmm. So you know my thought process.
Yeah, I was like four, what was that? The finals, 94?
Yeah, it was 94, 95. Yeah,
I was 14,
94.
I was 14, yeah.
So you were less of gathering intel than I was at 17. So are you telling me, based on your decision, were you affected by the people around you that convinced you that OJ did it?
No.
Or did you come up with your own?
No. Because I just ain't said it yet. I am the flip.
Shout out to the flip. That nigga said, "I am the flip." Right. I don't know what the fuck that shit mean, but that nigga said.
When it first happened, nigga, because, you know, I never, too young, all of us too young to see him play ball, but between Naked Gun, the Orange Juice commercials, the Hertz commercials, all the other bullshit he did. Right. All that shit, being on NBC and shit.
Right.
Juice was one of our heroes and shit. And just to be a football loving nigga that played and understanding that he first 2,000 yard season in a 14, yada, yada, yada. Juice was another, you know, icon of hero that we grew up with. Nigga, I thought he didn't do it. Nigga, that was my first thing. And I felt that way for years. Nigga, Juice ain't do that shit. Juice, ain't no way Juice did that shit. Fuck that. Somebody else did that shit. But like you said, the more I researched and looked into and started watching and seeing, that nigga did that shit, dog.
I don't think OJ did it.
He did that shit. Here's the other thing, nigga. The prosecution even said, not the prosecution, but even some of the other motherfuckers that was involved in the court process say, the only reason OJ didn't go down for that and go to jail is because the team of lawyers he had were so prepared and the prosecution was so unprepared. The prosecution actually had evidence to bury this nigga that showed that, yes, nigga, without a shadow of a doubt, he did it. But these dumb fucks never presented the shit because they thought they had him just on the little shit they had. Johnny Cochran and him started coming with the, if it don't fit, you must acquit and all this other shit. They appealed to the jury, made this nigga seem like he, like you said, like he OJ a god, and then they got off on that shit.
Did you ever stop to think that when they knew it was a high-profile case the way it was, even if you base it on the way crimes are solved today, if it's a high-profile individual, a motherfucker want to make a name for themselves going after the high-profile individual because they didn't look at other scenarios besides OJ. They wanted OJ, like, immediately. They wanted OJ to be the man that did it.
So they did.
They didn't look at any other scenarios.
So
go back to JonBenet Ramsey. They thought the parents did it. They didn't even want to look at other shit. Because they wanted to swarp it down that the father did it or the mama did it.
So you saying their parents didn't do it?
I don't think the parents did it.
I think your parents chopped that.
It was a cash cow. Why would they do it? It's too much money in it.
Hey, same reason why motherfuckers said it up. Diddy killed Biggie, but we'll get into that shit later. But
oh, no, Diddy probably killed Pac and Diddy done invested money to get Pac killed and Biggie took out.
But with the Juice shit, nigga, here's the thing too, man. Okay, recap. What was you just saying about Juice? That domination just threw me the fuck off.
Ain't that a bitch? This motherfucker.
It did. It threw me off, nigga. We've been drinking, nigga, and talking shit.
Yeah.
So
shit, nigga, I don't even know. All I know is OJ. I don't think OJ did it.
Oh, you talking about them going at wanting them right. Wanting to be or wanting OJ to be?
Even the best friend ain't said shit all these years later.
Look, here's the thing.
That nigga's still alive too, just so you know. That nigga
Al
Collins,
right?
That nigga ain't said shit.
And that's because he did it, nigga. If I chop a motherfucker up, this motfucker right here to my right ain't about to say shit.
Hell, nigga, I ain't about to say shit.
But I'm just saying it because me and you talking. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't gonna say, but that's my point, though.
I might
nigga.
Throw a steak on the table and carve that bitch up.
That's what I'm saying. If y'all in the truck driving the Bronco, nigga, I'm in the back with the pistol on my head. Y'all ain't gonna say shit for 30, 40 fucking years and some shit like that.
Shout out to the Bronco.
Right?
Shout out to the Bronco.
Right, the all white Bronco.
Hey, you know what? I want one of them bitches too.
Hell yeah.
I miss mine though too.
But
peep though, so that's the part I was about to address. Okay, they wanted OJ so bad. But you can't be stupid enough in prosecution to put a racist ass cop like a Mark Furman on the fucking stand, knowing the fucking Dream Team is gonna eat this shit alive.
Who is he racist against?
Black folks.
So you making my? He was so hell bent to get OJ that they didn't look at any other shit. Right.
Nigga, the cops may have been, but that's what I'm saying. But Dre, you're also making my point. If you're the prosecution and you want to put him under, why would I fuck myself and put this racist-ass cop on the stand as part of my reason why we need to put him under.
You wouldn't think it would matter.
You wouldn't, right?
No, you can't be that naive. As
you have
to. Dude, it's 2024. No, no, no. You see this?
We can call,
now it matters.
We can call both lawyers, nigga.
Back then, it didn't matter.
Yes, it did, dog.
Shit was racist as fuck back then. It didn't matter.
But yes, it did, bro. Because
hey,
that was post-Rodney King.
Right.
Yes, dog. That shit fucking mattered.
Did you see the recent shit when a white cop, white female cop tried to plant alcohol in a black preacher's
Yes,
car?
But I'm saying, but you don't
think it was back then without cameras.
You know why it mattered, dog? Because just like y'all been saying, it's motherfucking OJ. It don't matter because it's us. It mattered because it was OJ.
Free OJ.
Dog, before that shit happened, dog, white folks loved OJ.
Free OJ.
Loved OJ.
Let him in the pearly gates, man. Free OJ.
He said free juice.
Let him in the... you see the meme that put...
Trade the gates.
You see the meme where they put OJ being chased by police over the clouds, something, let that nigga in the pearly gate.
No.
He's trying to get in.
Hey, I can't lie though, dog. One of my favorite little memes or pictures of OJ is the one that I got in my phone still for Thanksgiving. Him holding a turkey, throws a car right up that white meat.
Yeah, man, shit.
I'm sorry. I know that may be a little too much, but it's...
Hey, I just want to say recipes to OJ. You know, because a lot of motherfuckers... Reason why I brought up the car, because it's a lot of people. I would never... Regardless of what a person does, I will never celebrate a motherfucker dying. Just like motherfuckers celebrated Kevin Samuels dying, you sick fucks. I would never celebrate any human being passing away.
Did they ever release an official statement?
What, did Kevin Samuels pass away? He had a heart attack.
Did he have a heart attack?
He had a heart attack.
I never seen anything official. Like
he had a heart attack.
From his page or nothing. Same.
Nigga, the nigga was drinking Red Bulls every fucking episode. The nigga had a heart attack.
Damn.
He was fucking some badass tennis player and shit, because the bitch is fine as fuck.
Was he?
All the chicks tried to say he was fucking like some fat bitch.
Oh, he died while he was fucking?
Either before, while he was fucking, or just after.
Damn.
Because they tried to say the chick was a big girl, but when they showed the chick he was with the night he died, bitch is fine as fuck.
Mm.
And, yeah, you know, I don't condone nobody celebrating another person's passing. No, it wasn't a Kevin Samuels thing, but rest in peace to the Godfather, Kevin Samuels and shit. I just want to have that OJ topic and touch on it because, like, I feel like I said, rest in peace, OJ. My personal opinion, I don't think OJ did it. I think he was a target. He was covering up for some other shit. That is my opinion. That's what I roll with. That's what I'm going to die with. My nigga. So, before I move on to the next topic, which is probably the topic of everybody's world these days, I want to give a special, a public service announcement to women out here. Probably some dudes out here. Those who know me know that I'm a gamer. I love the shit. It's peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I do what I do. Even my own son was playing a game through his PS5 using the microphone on his controller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that shit when I'm playing motherfuckers online. Hear all the background shit that these niggas got going on. So ladies and gentlemen, but preferably ladies because y'all be wanting to buy y'all man some shit. I need all y'all motherfuckers to invest in real motherfucking gaming headsets. Because I get tired of going on my PS5 and hearing niggas background noise because niggas too cheap to invest. The same amount of money you spend on some Jordans.
You can't mute it.
Yes, you can. But this is
what
I'm saying.
Talking about you can't mute them.
Yeah, you can mute them.
He talking about getting like some noise canceling.
Get
headphones.
Some real fucking headphones.
That will filter out your background.
Instead of playing the music.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying. But I'm saying.
Just do your voice.
But I'm saying, even still, you can't mute them niggas out on the game.
No, you can.
You can.
I do it all the time.
How you do that? You got to tell me how to do
but
that.
You scroll over to the gamer tag, uh-huh. Hit the button and mute. You can hit mute.
Really?
If they had good headphones, you wouldn't have to mute these niggas.
Ladies.
That's true.
I'm talking to y'all ladies because, you know.
Wait. Because even I got something that ain't expensive. Mine was probably like 60,
we'll see.
70 bucks. But my mic is still noise canceling, though. And I got a mute button. I can mute that bitch.
Oracle. I'm talking to you, people like you.
Because I don't game like that, but I'm on meetings a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? On teams and shit at work. If you got the right headphones, I can be washing clothes. Because I work in the basement.
Yeah, that's
shit,
what
my
I'm
office
saying.
Is
yeah,
in the
you ain't gonna hear shit in mine, yeah.
I can be washing clothes, a dog barking and shit. You
right.
won't hear that because I got good headphones.
Right,
so,
right.
I just want y'all to
hear
be,
all that
right.
shit.
Before you buy this nigga some Jordans, Because them niggas run about 200.
Oh, that nigga some noise canceling.
I need you to get some noise canceling headphones. Because I bought my son some noise canceling headphones for his birthday. You know what I'm saying? So, whether they Turtle Beaches or some fucking Astros or all the top, you going to spend anywhere between 190 and 300.
Damn.
Oh, them bitches caught.
I know. I hear some of them. You know, fucked up, though. I hear some of them higher end Turtle Beaches ain't shit, though.
I think mine was, what did I pay for mine? $225 for my Turtle Beaches. And, yeah. Stop being cheap. If it's a birthday present, a Valentine's Day present, a Sweetie's Day present, what it just because present,
you got
your taxes because he done gave you some good dick present. Invest in this motherfucker. Some good ass headphones, because we tired of hearing him, your kids, you yelling at this nigga about bills on the game about some fucking headsets. So it's between, I'm going to say for me, 200. I think the most expensive headphones I got at the crib was 350.
Hell
damn.
Don't judge me.
Nigga yelling.
I'm just saying, you hear all that shit.
Hell no, hey.
You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't no gamer nigga like
motherfucker,
that.
Motherfucker, you said you was going to break the ass out.
You playing Call of Duty and with a nigga, all you hear in the background is, all the fuck you do is play that game.
Ain't got no motherfucking job. All you do is game.
Oh, shit.
You get a light bill due tomorrow.
All you do is game, smoke, and give dick. That's all your ass do. So, yeah, fellas, you know what I'm saying? Invest in some headsets, whether it's Turtle Beaches.
You can't give me $20, but you're going to be trying to fuck tonight, ain't
you? Right. So, yeah, invest in some headsets.
You just sitting there trying to snipe niggas and not say.
Shit. That's all I'm saying, man.
I flipped this whole motherfucker over.
I'm not asking for much.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
You just on the other side of the mic, like, it's a nigga at your 7 o'clock.
Right.
Dude, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, look. I was gaming this morning, right? I was on a game probably about 9 o'clock this morning. And this motherfucker.
Like 3 o'clock.
This motherfucker in the background, his girl talking.
Turn left.
His little daughter talking. And some other dude came to my mic like, dude, we don't want to hear your fucking family. We don't want to hear your fucking family, dude. Why don't you just mute your motherfucking mic?
Dog, we gotta get a session in, dog.
Like, we don't want to.
We ain't play yet, dude. We gotta get together.
Hey, man, shit. Hey, just tell me when and where, man. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, invest in your man, dudes. If y'all single, invest in a good headset because we don't want to hear. And especially for black folks. I love my black people. But it's only black folks. And I might be wrong for this, but I'm telling the truth. It's only black motherfuckers that come in the lobby with music blasting in the background.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to fucking hear the shit you listening to, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
We trying to hear a motherfucker coming around the corner or a nigga reloading a clip. Why the fuck I want to hear you listen to some motherfucking
Little Baby or something?
Yeah. Hey, nigga, that's a problem in itself. Cause I know I talked about that shit before. This rap generation, in my day, we never used the word baby or tied to any other motherfucking rap name. Like Little Baby, Da Baby, Your Mama's Baby. We wouldn't use no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, invest in some motherfuckers, some headsets. Y'all got the money. Cause it's we'll be in April. Yeah, it's tax time, because y'all got to tomorrow to for your shit is late.
You ain't
April 15th. So invest in that money. Quit being cheap. Cause your ass buying Jordans. Y'all buying bags. Y'all buying what's the glasses? Buffs.
Buffs
and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I looked up some buffs the other day to see if I would actually spend the money on some shit.
I can't do it.
Look.
Oh, I got y'all.
I seen some blue ones.
You gotta hook up.
Yeah.
Hey, I seen some blue ones.
I don't have no.
I know you got a pair.
I don't have no buffs. I got some woods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I seen some buffs that was on sale for like $800.
Yeah.
They was like blue. They was like shaded blue. Mm-hmm. That fade, you know, into the. I would actually buy them.
Hey, that's a good price.
Yeah, that's about $800. They was on sale for about
$800. I wouldn't pay $2,000 for no shit.
I spent
like
no two racks on no glasses.
$750 to $800, that's where you want to be at.
I don't want to wear the glasses I'm supposed to wear.
Mm-hmm.
nigga, because I'm gonna want them with a script, nigga, and then I get my script in them, I'm gonna pay $1,000 for them. You know, I'm a blind ass nigga.
Nigga, I'm probably worse than you, nigga. You get it.
We about the same. We probably about the same.
I ain't blind, but damn.
I just wear contacts and I use an eye prescription.
Then I gotta get contacts, nigga. Again, I do need to get some more contacts, though.
Only time I wear my glasses.
Get them last time.
This is the only time I'm supposed to wear glasses. If it's late at night and it's raining hard as hell, that's when I'm supposed to wear glasses. The only time I wear my glasses is on my ass playing the game.
Nigga, I seen Dre wear his glasses one time. I was like, this nigga blind? I had no idea.
I felt like Martin on the last Bad Boys movie and shit, nigga. This shit is an HD. I put the bitches on and shit playing the game like, what the fuck? I've been doing it wrong this whole motherfucking time. So, yeah, Dre wear glasses, man. I don't wear them like I'm supposed to.
Oh, yeah, man. So, speaking of that, Bad Boys.
Bad Boy, you seen the new trailer?
It's the second one?
Yeah.
I ain't seen the second one yet.
Yeah, that bitch lit. That bitch gonna be lit.
So, I can see now, I'm gonna have to wind up seeing that boy twice. Because I know I'm gonna have to see it with the wife. Because I wanted us to do a fellas one and shit, but I already know I'm gonna have to see it with the wife first. I already know.
Right. You might as well just accept that right now.
So now, you know, then that way we just go back and see it the second time or some shit or whatever and just nitpick the shit out of the shit later on after you watch it that second time. But yeah. Dog, yeah, that movie going. Because I don't really mean to change gears, but since we talked about it, or talking about it, it's wild because when the third one ended, it ended in a way you knew or had a feeling.
Yeah, it was going to be a fourth.
It was going to be a fourth.
Yeah.
But just to see the way that they're doing this one, I had no idea this was the angle they was going to play it on. And I kind of like it because that's another reason why I want to see it. It ain't just that I'm a fan of the franchise, but I want to see how they're going to spin this shit.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Godzilla X-Kong.
You seen that?
Oh, hell yeah.
How is it?
Godzilla, that deal. Man, that's my guy, man. No matter what goes on, Godzilla got to remind motherfuckers like.
So is that more of a Kong movie or is that a true crossover movie?
It's both.
Okay.
But Godzilla just that motherfucker that show up like, why these motherfuckers keep fucking with me? I gotta remind these motherfuckers, stop coming into my lane.
The shit that reason why the shit's like that is good, because nigga, that's what the fuck we go through as black men and shit like that.
I told y'all, man, Godzilla's black, nigga.
Yeah, I remember that.
Godzilla and fucking Planet of the Apes, nigga, it's the same shit.
Yeah, it is.
That's the shit we go through.
So you know it's wild, nigga?
Why the fuck you scared of us, nigga? Why? Okay, we some big ass controlling ass niggas, but the fuck?
But I tell you this.
You know what's wild?
You gotta go see it.
I never wanted to see the whole Planet of the Apes shit, but now after kind of seeing how they doing this new one, and now I kind of want to go back and see the motherfuckers. Like, damn, okay, so what, you know, so I'm like, damn, I might as well start and figure out which one was the newest,
nigga,
the oldest new one.
Watch that shit, dog. Planet of the Apes is just the story of black people, nigga.
see, that's Roots 2.0, but from back and further.
I don't watch shit like that.
What's that, Roots 3 Square, nigga?
Right.
I don't watch shit like now. I don't believe. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
But nobody that I work with that I know of listens to my fucking podcast. And shit. I deal with too many white motherfuckers at work to be watching Roots and fucking Sandalwood or where the fuck Rosewood and all them
12 Years of Slave and shit.
No, I go choke the fuck out of everybody and be cussing everybody the fuck out. Like, bitch, what? The fuck you mean by that?
Hey, bro.
Watch that shit so I don't get pissed off so I can move right in the lanes that I'm in. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga said move in the lane that he in.
Oh, I get what he's saying too. Hey, why he saying it?
As a black man in the business world, you got to play the game.
Hey, but you know about y'all being wrestling.
Nah, you ain't bullshitting.
All they want is for you to jump orangutan and goes out Godzilla and choke niggas and then be like, oh, yeah. That's what we expected.
Especially while you being wrestling fans, you know guys that are suplexed the fuck out of Kong in the movie.
Damn, really?
He straight suplexed that nigga. Like, bitch.
So wait a minute, Dre. Wait a minute. So I seen the one guy. So out of that whole little series of shit, the only one I actually seen was the Godzilla, not the Godzilla, the Kong movie where they was in like the center of the earth and shit and he found like the other Kongs or the portal to the Kong or whatever.
That was Godzilla versus Kong.
What, some Hollow Earth shit?
Yeah.
I like that Hollow Earth shit.
So you got to start from.
No. I don't think he didn't find Godzilla on that one.
No, he didn't. That's what he went looking for.
Was that like Kong Island or some shit or whatever?
You got to start from.
No.
Ain't Samuel L. Jackson in that shit?
I think so, but I don't remember.
That's the Kong. That's what I'm saying. You got to start from The Godzilla in 2014.
I gotta watch all this shit.
Then it goes to the Kong, which you talking about when Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Then you gotta go to the Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go Godzilla versus Kong when Godzilla, they was fighting each other and Godzilla ended up whooping that nigga ass in the end. And then the new one. That's so the
wait, order in which they went. Okay, so the Kong that I seen, I thought it was two. I thought it was a Kong, like a King Kong, and then a Kong Island, like a sequel, and then it was built up to this.
It was the Kong with Samuel Jackson that came after the Godzilla one, because they were setting up Godzilla versus Kong because they were trying to set you up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the one where it was in the center of the earth or whatever, and he found
that was Godzilla versus Kong, which is the before the one that just came out.
So I'm about to say because I didn't see the whole movie. But that one was a Godzilla vs. Kong. That wasn't Kong Island.
No, that's one before Kong Skull Island is before the Godzilla vs. Kong.
Okay, so the one
they're trying to set it up.
So when they go to the center of the Earth and then he go through the portal or whatever it is, and he see the other King Kong.
Yeah,
Kongs
that was prior to the one that just came out.
Okay, so and that's what I was about to say because I thought that was the first one, and there was another Kong movie after that.
Right,
that led up to this one. Okay, okay,
yeah. So yeah, check out that Godzilla vs. Kong.
So basically, then what they did was. They didn't take two franchises and blend them like they've been trying to do. They literally, it's the same fucking.
Yeah, they're doing a MonsterVerse franchise.
Okay.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
Shout out to Robert Downey Jr. coming back to do Iron Man, my nigga.
He is?
Yeah.
What?
Now, here's the question, though, Dre.
I don't know how they're going to bring him back, but he coming
back. Here's the question, though, Dre. I don't, see, and that's what I was about to ask you. I've heard multiple things. I've heard, one, he's going to be AI. And I've also heard that it's possible they may him do an alternate universe.
Yeah, he'll be a variant in Secret Wars.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I've heard he's going to be a variant, from a different universe, but I've also heard AI for one of the motherfuckers.
The main line will probably be AI.
The old girl that's doing Iron Man shit.
Riri Williams.
I heard he was going to be AI for that.
Yeah. But the
is
main,
it her or somebody else?
No, it's Riri Williams.
It's hers? Okay.
But you know what?
Right, because she ain't had no AI in the suit that she made it.
I also heard that the nigga from the little boy from Iron Man 3 was going to be Iron Man.
Because he's playing Iron Heart.
Iron Lad.
Iron Lad. Yeah.
That's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of shit.
See, and I thought he was going to have him come back in Iron Wars.
No, Secret Wars. No, he's going to come back in Secret Wars. Because that's how they're going to bring up back him.
Hey, that's
bring
a whole back Captain other, America. That's a whole other episode.
I've heard that, too. Did they bring
this
him back
Marvel
Cap?
Marvel shit is a whole other.
Yeah, because the Marvel universe sucks since they died
it
a lot.
It sucks now, dog. It ain't been shit since Endgame.
Man, I don't think it sucked. I think
it's... They get sucked. They became too fucking woke. What about the female Silver Surfer they trying to do and the backlash they getting right now?
When they do that?
Recently. She going to be in a Fantastic Four.
See, man, I don't think it sucked. I think the problem is... How can I say this? I don't think they sucked. I think that they're trying to tell too broad of a stroke story in too many of these movies. Like in the first, like Infinity Saga, each movie told a story, but it was short.
And
they did certain things to link it. But now they doing these movies now where they like chapters of the fucking story, not they own individual shit that blend together. It's like a chapter of a book. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they doing like that multiverse shit like that. And I'm going to tell you another thing too, speaking of multiverse shit, I don't care what nobody fucking say, I get it's the mouse, I get all this other bullshit, yada, 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 backlash or what they think will be backlash. Marvel is too fucking big to think that anybody was going to stop watching fucking movies if they didn't keep fucking Jonathan Majors. They should have kept this motherfucker because now that's another part of their whole fuck up shit. These motherfuckers trying to figure out a way to pivot off that. Because they did that, they piecemeal, like I said, chapter of a book type of shit with that whole Kang shit. And then number two, where they could have, you know, deaded it or whatever. Now you can't because they trying to figure out a way around this shit because he, didn't get convicted, but they showed this and all. Dog, let that motherfucker be in it. You was going to basically kill him off anyway. We know y'all probably going to be introducing Dr. Doom anyway. Just let that story play out. You're going to kill him off in a minute any fucking way and just keep running it.
Yeah, but, you know, they, like, it was a female character in the comics that was a Silver Surfer. But the problem is, they tried to shoehorn the Silver Surfer in the Deadpool movie that's coming out. Ryan Reynolds like, fuck you. I'm not doing that shit.
You know what else I hate too, though, man? And it's not their fault, but it is their fault because they've always had control over this shit. and it's the main reason why I don't like the Batman shit like I do, except for like the first like two or three.
It's which the, Batman? Because you got like 50 million iterations of Batman.
That's what I'm saying.
I fucks with Batman.
That's what I'm saying. The Michael Keaton, the original Batmans.
You don't fuck with that?
Best Batman. Okay, those are the ones I fuck with.
But that's what I'm saying. Why? Because they keep recasting and redoing. And it ain't like it's a continuation,
right?
Like a Bond, and they just it's a new nigga that played Bond.
They supposed to be doing their own multiverse shit too. That's a whole show.
But I'm just saying, when they redo it, they're revamping the whole fucking thing just because they got a new nigga playing it. Stop fucking doing it. That's why DC keeps fucking sucking.
Niggas getting old with shit. That niggas can't. Christian Bale can't keep playing Batman.
Sure the fuck he can, because Batman gets fucking old. He does.
And you know who
Nightwing fucking
That's what I'm saying. Play the fucking saga out, nigga.
That's where Michael Keaton's supposed to come in.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. Just run the shit like it should have been fucking ran. Quit trying to recast motherfuckers and shit.
But you know who want to play Batman right now? The dude from Jack Reacher.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all keep recasting the nigga.
I forget my nigga name, but who was the fuck that was the vampire nigga?
Well, Robert Pattinson or Pattinson or whatever.
That was a good ass Batman.
Yeah,
I ain't watch it.
You ain't watch it?
No, nigga, I told you. But I'm tired of seeing 15 different Batmans,
no,
nigga.
Because his Batman is not in the same universe as...
it's a different universe.
But his Batman, nigga, that's what I'm saying, nigga.
Detective aspect of
but
that
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. They got 15 different multiverses of fucking Batman on some dumbass shit. Nigga, can you imagine, nigga, if they recast Iron Man 15 different times, nigga?
Because I'd be offended.
Can't nobody do Iron Man like that, nigga.
That's what I'm saying, nigga.
They're going to have to come up with variants or something else.
That's what I'm saying, though, nigga. Can you imagine if they recast? Oh, yeah, we're starting the saga over because
they never pulled the trigger on, who's the 007, nigga?
Daniel Craig?
Nah.
Oh, you ain't got no new 007?
Nah, you know, my man, Mission Impossible, dude.
Come on, Tom Cruise?
Yeah. He was supposed to be Iron Man or whatever, and he turned down the role.
Yeah, I think I did.
And he was supposed to show up in a Doctor Strange movie or some shit.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a variant like my man was for Mr. Fantastic.
Well, nigga, can't nobody do Iron Man like that.
Robert Downey Jr.
I agree, nigga, but that's how I feel about Michael Keaton as fucking Batman. Christian Bale did a great job, but they went with the comic style with the whole, so I get that. But
I
nigga,
think Christian Bale just didn't want to do it.
But nigga, you got this nigga Batman. You got fucking George Clooney was fucking Batman. Val Kilmer was fucking Batman.
You
got motherfucking Ben Affleck was fucking Batman. Nigga, how many fucking Batman niggas is this gonna be?
I'd rather have Ben Affleck than George Clooney.
Hey, Brown Bear showing his age, ladies and gentlemen, because he named up all them fucking Batman.
Did name all of them.
That's what I'm saying. I fucks with Batman.
Me too, but that's what makes me so mad about it, because I fucks with Batman, nigga. Like, dog, can we just have some consistency, nigga? Do like Marvel did, nigga, and just like, all right, nigga, look.
Nigga, that Christian Bale shit.
Start from Michael Keaton, or if you want to restart with Christian Bale, look, nigga, this is like a 10-year project, my nigga, or a 15-year project. Well, we're going to pay you accordingly. You go do whatever fucking movies you want. But, nigga, we're going to have you do Batman for this, nigga.
I don't know how we got off on Batman, but shout out to Batman forever, man. They need to do a Batman Beyond shit.
Yeah. Right. I want to see that shit live action.
We were talking about Marvel shit and other shit. We're
going to get off into this shit that everybody want to talk about.
Talk about it.
Let's get off into this Diddy shit.
Talk about it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Let's get a sex lies videotapes. Meek Mill taking back shots.
Did you just say you wanted to get off into Diddy shit?
Hey, that shit's so funny, dog.
And you know what? That shit disturbing. Just the fact the way you worded that shit.
Because, wait up, you saying, nigga.
Hey, when I heard the video, when I heard the fucking audio of Diddy blowing some motherfucker back shot that they claim is Meek Mill, nigga, I wanted to fight a nigga on the spot. Like, I wish a motherfucker would have walked into me and said some shit like that.
That shit, dog. These kids, instead of saying Paul.
You know, we about to talk about that Diddy shit, man. What's your ideas on that Diddy shit?
This motherfucker saying no Diddy now. Like, saying pause or like no homo.
Man, they about to put that nigga under.
I did peep that. I did peep that in no Diddy.
People saying no Diddy shit. Like, damn.
They about to put that nigga under the jail. Because that nigga got so much shit on other motherfuckers. They about to use that nigga as a scapegoat.
He about to be Nino Brown in the court. Yeah, it's bigger than Nino Brown.
Nigga, like, I'm telling on everybody.
That shit crazy, though.
Because you know who they going after next?
Who?
Jay.
They not going after no fucking Jay. Shit. I knew you was going to say that shit, nigga.
That's what they say. Who they about? That's what it's because that nigga about. They say the nigga Diddy about telling everybody. That nigga got shit on everybody.
What are you going to say about Jay, nigga?
From what they say,
probably.
That nigga Jay ain't no different than that nigga Diddy.
Nah,
that nigga said Beyonce on some shit.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, nigga. Hey, niggas been talking about that Illuminati shit for years. I guess that shit finally come out.
Meek Mill taking back shots and shit from Diddy.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, man. Fuck all that. Nigga, Diddy was in a pool because his ass, I mean, was it Meek Mill was in a pool because his ass was hurting and shit because Diddy just blew that nigga back out?
Hell nah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. For content purposes, allegedly. We got to do that. Right. Allegedly. So, hey, man.
Dicks.
Shit, probably 30 strokes, nigga.
Hit it with the 30 dicks.
30 dicks, 30 strokes, nigga. Shit, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Diddy taking niggas out, having niggas killed and shit.
So
allegedly.
So here.
All right, Oracle, ladies and gentlemen.
Diddy's a motherfucker, man.
Is he?
He is, dog. But
hand me them Cheetos, man.
Here's the thing I'm about to
advertise these bitches right on the live while I'm
gonna hand the bitch to that nigga. Here's the shit I say about Diddy, dog, because I done read some shit recently about Diddy, nigga, that's fucked. Yeah.
These bitches.
Oracle
is
has provided.
Fire.
The Oracle has provided.
Mexican street corn. Get these bitches. These bitches is fire.
Hell yeah. And they only come in that size bag. You can't get them in no bigger ones, no smaller ones, no nothing.
Only this size?
That's the only size I've ever seen. At Meijer, too. I ain't seen them nowhere else.
Only this size.
Yep.
That's what she said. She only got this size.
But yeah, dog. So, niggas been talking shit about Diddy and his gay shit for some years.
Damn.
But
nigga, everything's servicing now.
But it's been like, okay, whatever, and it's starting to surface. Man,
you see the video of Mike Tyson?
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Hey, Mike wanna swing on that nigga like, hey man, get your hand off me, nigga.
Right. So but I'm
Diddy taking dick, man.
I think Diddy's just a soft ass dude and that until it come to light. So here's my thing until it's
full. Wait a minute. Apparently that nigga ain't soft, nigga.
Right.
That nigga hard.
That nigga hard in the motherfucker. Hell no.
Giving out dick.
Hell no. But I'm saying until that come to official.
That's fucked up.
And confirmed. I'm like, okay, I ain't gonna add that one to the mix of Diddy ain't shit. But the ones, dog.
Allegedly.
But I'm gonna tell you where they got. We know they got this proof, and motherfuckers been popping up for real. The instances. That's
fucked up, dog.
Nah, this nigga Diddy might get caught up on some old trafficking type of shit.
I pray for the niggas.
Cause they say,
shit,
nigga, they say he been on Cassie so long and so tough, nigga, that like I guess he was whooping her ass. Like,
who the fuck is Cassie?
Is the girl,
the chick that was
with
on Bad Boy that he was dating for so long? The little chick that sued him that basically started this whole
nigga,
fucking fiasco.
Didn't his baby mama die and they say he might have had something to do with
that
shit?
Yeah, he poisoned her ass.
She died. Nobody said nothing about him poisoning her, but ever since this Cassie shit came out, and supposedly Cassie got some dirt on Diddy that supposedly Kim Porter passed on to her, basically like on her deathbed type of shit, like on some old, it's a hidden dossier on this nigga on a jump drive, and she was like, hey, put that somewhere, in case something happened. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know if all this, you know, all this shit's still hearsay until we start seeing shit coming out, you know, all of it. Except for the fact that all three of this nigga's houses got raided at the same time.
This nigga ain't getting raided for nothing.
That's what I'm saying. On some old, Chapo Guzman type shit. So, yeah, he get raided for nothing. But I think the nigga got raided for trafficking.
Hell no.
And I think he been trafficking bitches for this whole time.
Damn.
And that's just starting to catch up.
But you know what? Trafficking is so.
And young motherfuckers. And I think the dudes starting to catch up to. And adding on to, because motherfucker been saying for the longest and shit. Once people started hearing that Usher used to live with Diddy and all this other stuff, it's like, damn, Usher, Diddy was poking you in the ass.
Shit,
nigga,
Justin Bieber too. Shit, nigga,
right.
Nigga.
That nigga probably was though, nigga.
Nigga, fucking Justin Bieber, man.
Usher's a little ass nigga, dog.
Usher taking dick. Bieber
that's
taking dick.
I always say, hey, nigga, that's my Al Bundy story, nigga. That nigga Usher, nigga. Back when we was bouncing and shit,
fuck
nigga,
Usher,
when the Super Bowl was here, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, dog.
Niggas taking dick, man.
When the Super Bowl was here in Detroit and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We was all bouncing back
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I had the little side project. Nigga, because you was with me, right? When we did the party for the Lions and shit. Was you
that
New Year's
one.
Eve
I missed
shit?
That one. That was just you and Paul. I missed
Paul,
that one.
Okay.
That was you and Dark.
That whole season, nigga, we was doing parties and
mm-hmm.
shit.
Because I only did like two of them.
Nigga, I worked a party downtown off Mount Elliott or the Boulevard or some shit. Super Bowl weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And nigga Usher come in. You know, y'all niggas know how I was. Right, y'all, brother, fuck a motherfucker at the door. I don't give a fuck who you are.
You know how we get down, nigga. Look, I almost beat up Uncle Cracker once, nigga. So trust me, you know how
you
we get down.
You ain't got no ID. You ain't getting in this bitch.
Saying? Right.
Nigga, Usher comes to the door. Where your ID at, nigga? He ain't got it.
Right.
I mean, you ain't getting in this bitch.
Right.
Is Entourage start coming up? Hey, nigga, we'll melee in this bitch.
Right,
what the fuck y'all want to do?
Right.
We'll do all this
fuck
shit.
Fuck all y'all. And
you know what it is,
hey,
damn it.
Hey, right. And for y'all that don't know, if y'all ever see pictures of Dub as of currently, Dub is, I'm not going to say he's a small dude, but in comparison to the size that Dub used to be back when he telling this story, Dub was a big ass motherfucker back then.
Hell
so
yeah.
So like he was like, well, nigga, I am fucking.
Hey, we can set it off in this bitch. What y'all want
to
do?
It's about to go down, shit.
Nigga, the man, whoever the fuck we was working for came up and was like, all right, he cool. I'm like, all right, I know who the fuck you are, but you ain't getting in this bitch. You let him in, but nigga. When I was face to face with that nigga's like every bit of fucking 5'5", nigga. That nigga's a little ass nigga.
You can tell, dog, like the way he was all hugged up on Alicia Keys, and they were like the same height, and I think she had on heels or some shit. So I'm like, yeah, dog, this
that nigga, that nigga is little as hell.
Right. So that being said, yeah, he might have been taking some dick.
Though. That nigga took dick. Usher took dick. Justin Bieber took dick. Meek Mill took dick. Oh, my bad. My bad.
Damn, I almost spit that beer out, nigga. Oh, my God.
Ain't no fame worth it.
Allegedly.
Fuck that.
Yeah, they about to come. But you know, the killer shit about trafficking is, say, I'm going to take myself for instance. If I mean, because I have met chicks in other states. If I had a chick come from Canada over here, and I had sex with her, based on the laws, that's considered trafficking.
Oh.
Damn.
No, dude. That's the way they see the shit.
So if you meet a chick in Canada and she come back and you and y'all fucking.
She come over here and I pop her and send her back. They can consider that as trafficking.
Yeah, I got to see how the law writes that nigga. Cause the
Because
if you had said the nigga, you sent me and this nigga Dub to go pick the motherfucker up, and then we go bring her back to you, nigga. Yeah,
no.
We part of the trafficking ring of doing this shit.
The way they explain
and then you
it,
slide her on over to darkness, like, yeah, nigga, you go ahead and take this broad now, dark.
No, the way the law explains it, because I watch a lot of YouTube and law channels and shit, the way they explain it, if a chick from out of town come here, and I blow her back out, and she goes back, that could be considered trafficking.
Man, that's why.
If she said it wasn't consensual.
If she said it wasn't consensual, yeah. Because that's why Diddy is in the shit that he in, because this motherfucker done, you got every, once Cassie came out and exposed this nigga, you got motherfuckers who brave enough to say, well, shit, since she already done took the first step to expose these niggas, not everybody is more comfortable enough to put out their shit. Because you didn't hear about the Mike Tyson shit about that a couple days ago.
Hey, you know who ain't saying shit, dog? And I didn't watch this reel because I'm through. Outside I was talking about it, now I'm through with the Diddy shit till some crazy shit break.
But we talking about that shit today.
Yeah,
we ain't been on the mic in a minute.
But that nigga Young Jock came out and was saying that, nigga, it's a reason why, if you notice, ain't none of the artists on Bad Boy actually talking. Like, for real talking.
Yeah, because they can't, probably. It's probably NDAs and all kinds
of shit. Nigga, it's probably a few that didn't do it, but nigga, all them niggas got they publishing and they rights and shit.
Even his NDA?
But no, I take it back. You right, though, because in getting that, the one chick from Danny Kane popped up and said that, yeah, it's some NDAs out there that if you take your shit, basically you can't talk bad about any business that he got his name tied to or that's tied into the whole tree, like whether it's the shit that his mama owned, his son's owned, Diddy this, Daddy that, blah, 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 blah.
But the NDA,
so, yeah, you're right about that.
The NDA for his Freak Party released online now. All his Freak Art Parties and shit, his NDA for his Freak Art Parties done released online.
Oh, that's one of the things that I was hearing about. Supposedly, nigga, dog, if he did this shit, nigga, this nigga is a freak at minimum and a wild, ridiculous motherfucker at best. That's just sick. So he used to, them freak off parties, nigga, he used to get, supposedly for him, he would get a bunch of like prostitutes or like porno motherfuckers to come through him and smash, right? But he also used to get a bunch of dudes to come through and basically run train on Cassie while he be in the corner beating up.
Yeah. You ain't see the shit with
nigga, what?
When you said you see the shit when Exhibit was hanging out with that nigga. He said that nigga to the, they took him and
It was him and Superhead. Yeah. It was in her book. Superhead. It was in her book.
And that nigga
went
was like,
they went to a Diddy party.
They on this floor.
They on this floor and it was cool. And they went to like the top floor.
The third floor.
And shit. And they never said exactly what, but they were saying the shit looked real, real sketchy and iffy. And it was too many dudes and not enough pussies. And so them niggas looked like, even she was like, what the fuck? And her and Exhibit got the fuck up out of there.
That nigga hit R. Kelly by the share commissary.
Hell nah.
That nigga hit R. Kelly by the share commissary together like a motherfucker, man.
Hell nah.
Like, shit, Diddy, I done learned how to cook some shit up in this motherfucker.
So you gonna be like, you know, what was it, not John Q, what was the one movie Denzel was in? Then he came back and old girl was like, nigga.
Oh, you talking about Antoine Fisher?
Yeah, Fisher, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nigga. Yeah, man.
What you doing back?
That's the problem because I was watching that shit. You got all these people breaking this shit down. Why they ain't arrested the motherfucker? Because they just going through some shit. They's like, Cassie got all this shit on this nigga. And that motherfucker, Gene Deal, his security guard, former security guard, that nigga done says, because he disappeared for a minute, that nigga popped back up. Mm. Like, dude, I've been telling y'all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, though, man? Nowadays, it's hard for me to believe, like, them little security motherfuckers and everybody that be coming back around and just popping up out the blue and shit. Because here's why, man, because it's like, this is like one of the moments where if you did have any type of involvement in, and I don't mean like in a bad way, but just, you know, like you said, you was there or whatever, it's the perfect time to capitalize off of shit. Because like you said, a motherfucker to do security and shit, he has no allegiance or no NDAs or nothing to keep him from squealing. So right. Now if I come out and say, look, Diddy, I'm gonna need this $20 million, nigga, or I'm talking. You know, some of that shit can be a straight up money grab.
But see, you never asked for no money.
That we know of.
You don't think of the cap? You
that we know of.
By now?
Maybe, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Diddy told him to go fuck himself.
You don't think he would have said that by now?
Hey, I'm just saying.
I'm only saying it because, for the record.
Some of them motherfuckers, come out from somebody else, nigga, I need a second source.
I'm only
nigga.
Saying it because.
But I said
once,
it with for all that. I need a second source, nigga.
I've done security. Me and Brown Bear, right.
Dub, we
have all done security together. We've seen shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That probably we don't talk about.
Yeah, all day.
But we've seen shit. So I can understand how another motherfucker would say, this happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I say some shit about the shit I done seen happen? Probably not. But motherfuckers wired different.
And that's true. And that's true.
So, you know, it just...
Before you know it, man, yeah, motherfucker not going to say shit, and then he could just come back later on in life. Yeah. Like, you know what? But my whole premise of saying what I said was, I'm just using him as an example. I like to have a second, at least a second and maybe a third source for some shit, dog. Because everything is too, I don't want to say believable, but with this whole cancel culture that we in with all kind of shit, it's like, dog, let's verify this shit first before we fully do. Nah. That's just on some of the shit that's being put out there. Do I think the nigga Diddy on some dirty shit? Don't get it twisted, y'all. The Bear definitely thinks Diddy was on some dirty shit, and I've been thinking he was on some dirty shit for years, nigga.
Yeah.
For years.
And it's like, you know.
But for me, it's one of those, when it's too much, it sounds like it's definitely too much to be real. Because you know what I'm saying, though? It's like, okay, it come out, and not even using Diddy, but let's just find out. This nigga, you know, so-and-so used to smoke crack. Like, oh, yeah, but the nigga he used to suck dick on the corner for this, and he used to do this, and the nigga also used to pop pills, and the nigga, you know how shit just start coming out, and it's just more and more and more and more and more and more and more, and you like, dog, he can't be the ultimate bad guy. Now, not saying he can't, but you get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, okay, so let's ask this question. Do you think that...
I just want the proof.
Based on what people have said, that Diddy paid $1 million to have Pac killed. You think that's true or not?
That I don't.
Okay, let's stop there. Second, do you think that they said, because Big was supposed to leave Bad Boy Records, do you think Puff had Big killed because he was supposed to leave Bad Boy Records?
No.
Because this is my thing. At some point where all the shit.
I don't believe that.
Okay, this is my thing. At the point where all the shit is being said.
Cheetos, man.
You know what I'm saying? Cheetos. Where all the shit that's being said, it got to be some truth to some of this shit. I ain't going to say all the shit.
My name.
What up, Cynthia? What's going on?
What up,
yo, chocolate ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It got to be some relevance to some of this shit. I ain't saying if it's true or not, but it's a lot of shit. You can't come out with a lot of all this shit if some of this shit not be true. Because when you got money like that and you able to hide shit, circumvent shit, like all the shit that Release about to do, when him and his son was in a bathroom with a nigga, Diddy's son shot the dude and tried to say it was a drive-by. But the motherfucker, the other dude that was there,
man, got pictures. What the fuck just happened?
Oh, you ain't hear about the shit?
No.
So it was
I said fuck Diddy.
It was at a studio. Something happened. Diddy and his son went to the bathroom with a dude. Somebody shot the dude.
Sounds suspect as hell right there.
Right. They went to the bathroom, shot the dude, and tried to say he got shot in a drive-by. But the other motherfucker that was there took pictures of the bathroom. The shoulder of this nigga was shot in the bathroom.
Hell no. Nah.
Even the chick who got shot in the face by Diddy said she was willing to have him take the bullet out her face. I don't know how she got shot in the face, but, I mean, either she got some sperm in her face or actual bullet in her face. She was willing to take, that's the foolery, ladies and gentlemen. She was willing to take, let them take the bullet out her face. That this the show that Diddy and J-Lo was there, and they said J-Lo had the gun that she gave to the nigga to shoot old girl in the face. This bitch like, hey, y'all could try to take the bullet out of my face to match the gun that this nigga used to shoot me in the face because J-Lo carried the gun. It's too much shit.
That sounds too made up, nigga. What, you just walking around with a bullet in your face, but you gonna let him take it out? Why didn't they have him take it out before?
Because they couldn't take the bitch out.
So why is she gonna offer to let him take it out now if they can't take it out before?
I mean, if mother shoot me in the face, you can take that bitch. I mean,
so he didn't get caught with that shit, I guess.
I ain't having no motherfucker shoot me in the face. Through hook or crook.
I thought Sean was the nigga that did the shooting anyway.
Shout out Skeet Skeet! Shoot niggas in the face. You know what I'm saying?
No, and speaking of shooting motherfuckers in the face, dog, that's one of my favorite lines from fucking Pulp Fiction and shit. When they at the end in the diner and shit, and old girl tripping, she's like, shoot him in the face. Oh, my God. Like, what the fuck is that?
So, do I think Diddy gonna go down? Yeah. Do I think they got some shit on that nigga? Because they ain't gonna raid your crib, but that's already has some shit on you.
See, man, I think Diddy's gonna go down, but I don't think he's gonna go down for the shit that motherfuckers, you know, been allegedly, but talking about and gossiping about right now. Like, I don't think it's all this shit. I think it really is on some R. Kelly type of shit where he for real just got a bunch of hoes trafficking them bitches chained up in a basement somewhere in all three of his cribs.
Now, he
probably on some other shit too.
How you traffic hoes if you banging Meek Mill and if you drilling Meek Mill and shit, that shit on audio?
Nigga, it's audio, nigga. I can make audio to say anything, nigga.
For the record, any chick that I'm hitting front and back will always be a chick. There's no way in fuck I'm fucking another nigga. When I went on YouTube and heard a video of this nigga destroying some nigga from the back, nigga, I wanted to kill a nigga and fight instantly. As a man, I know what hitting a bitch from the back feels like, the sounds it make, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know damn well, you know the sounds of the nigga hit a chick from the back. This nigga was destroying, supposedly, what they say, allegedly.
You say, I know what it sounds like.
I know what it sounds like.
I know what the cheeks clap like. I know what the recoil sounds like.
Right. You know what that shit sounds like, man. Don't even sit up and act like, you know what I'm saying? Shit is all.
Juices sound like.
Hey, if you know what the juice sound like, that mean that motherfucker wet as hell.
I know the difference between pussy juice and ass juice.
Hey, that's L-Dub, ladies and gentlemen. The views and expressed in this opinion of the Authentic Dre podcast. Hey, it does said, reflect.
That shit was not pussy juice.
That nigga Dre said, I know the difference in the back shot wind is like.
Yeah. You know that sound right. when the chick taking back shots,
that nigga
man,
licking
don't.
His finger, putting his finger up in the wind and shit.
What we had on time, motherfucker? Good job,
we over. We over. Fuck it.
Are we over? Shit, fuck it. Like hey. It. We just getting this shit out, man. You know, it's been a minute.
We might as well start wrapping up.
About to start wrapping up, man. Yeah. I'm about to get out here on these streets, man. Shit. The weather's nice. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do the thing we need to do. But I had to get this shit off.
Yeah, I might have been a corner or two on the way to the crib.
Yeah, we about to bend some corners. So, yeah, I just want to get this Diddy shit off because so much shit been going on.
Yeah, that shit wild as hell, man.
Anybody who know me know I am not gay as fuck. I love women.
Damn.
You already know.
Yeah, that nigga said, I know what it sound like, nigga. I know.
Nigga, you know that infamous sound, nigga, when you hitting back shots, nigga. It's like, psh, 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 psh.
He said, that shit ain't sound right.
Right. That nigga beat me up sound like he was fucking dying, nigga. I was like.
They sound like the kind of chicks I'm used to.
Nigga, I was ready to enter the clip on that nigga. And I just listened to shit on YouTube at
Damn.
The crib.
Man, I'm telling you, man. Until that shit's confirmed, dog. I ain't fully believing it, man. Until a motherfucker provide me with video,
right?
Maybe being them two.
Yeah, you know I love women, Cynthia. Don't be like that.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah, cause you know that shit. Like, there's no way in fuck. Cause Meek Mill done actually admitted the shit.
He admitted that he was getting
When did he admit that he was getting clapped
that
up by Diddy,
man? That nigga admitted it without admitting it.
Nah.
What did he say, Dre? He thought he admitted it without admitting it.
That nigga admitted it without admitting it. Wait a minute. Allegedly.
He said, yeah, I was taking dick. What the fuck, nigga? What?
Hey, man.
You can't release nothing else, nigga.
We ain't talking about the Will.
That nigga was just at WrestleMania.
We ain't talking about the Will Smith, Dwayne Martin shit.
That nigga was saying, yeah, I was spreading my cheeks.
You talking about the one Will Smith best friend?
You show your face no more after that shit.
Was that Will Smith best friend walked on him taking dick from Dwayne Martin?
I don't believe
you talking
about
that shit.
I don't believe none of that shit, man. I believe them motherfuckers wild, but I don't believe that shit.
You know why I don't believe that shit? Because we are some straight edge motherfuckers.
Nah, because.
And we done grew up with them motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. They are part of our evolution. And we don't want to believe these niggas was taking dick.
It's like either you believe that shit or you don't. It's like, nigga, go back to that, who's my mans and shit that did the shit, that set Shannon Sharp on fire and shit.
Cat Williams.
Either you believe that nigga or you don't. Because if,
oh,
you,
that
believe
nigga,
it,
that
if
nigga
you believe that
real,
nigga, he told the truth on all this shit.
Yeah, that nigga looking real, like he so, done. Yeah, you done.
So it's like a real nigga like us is like, all right, y'all fucking in the ass. Either I'm with it or I'm out. Like niggas like us.
Right.
All right, fuck this fame shit. I'm out. And you ain't about to fuck me in no ass.
Dog, and to me, that's the, I think this the new Illuminati thing, like gay celebrities. It's like, dog, like a closet gay celebrity.
Would you really call it a new shit?
Yeah, because I mean, as far as like being
Marvin Gaye
won't
take
it. Come on, Dre. God damn, nigga.
They said Teddy Pendergrass was taking dick.
Right.
Come
right.
on, go with me.
But that's what I'm saying. So come on over to my place.
Hey, no, Luther Vandross wasn't taking dick.
Oh, we know Luther was gay.
Yeah.
Everybody know Luther was gay.
Hey, Luther was getting the best of both worlds.
Freddie Jackson and all. Everybody know Luther. No, Luther wasn't getting the best. He was getting the best of one world.
Niggas,
everybody knew Luther was gay.
How you know them niggas weren't taking dick?
But my point is this. Like, nigga, at one point when the Illuminati talk was big, it was, oh, you had to sell your soul or get a family member killed just to be famous and blah, blah, blah. So now it's that where everybody.
Gosh, you got
to
take it in the
that's
ass.
What I'm now, that's what I'm saying. Now everybody getting piped in the ass, nigga,
you
to
be
humble, successful.
Because, nigga,
I'm going to keep it a buck with you, nigga.
Camel clutch.
Because I'm going to keep it a buck with you, nigga. Because I am super duper comfortable in mind to
rear
know that
choke
you know what I'm saying? That ain't
shit,
how I
nigga.
Get down. And I respect you for doing whatever you do, whoever you do, and however. But I'm going to tell you right now, nigga, if a motherfucker tells me, nigga, listen, let me finish what I'm going
to
say.
Wait, so if Quincy Jones say,
I'm going
to get you to
nigga,
take it in the ass
nigga,
to be successful.
Nigga, listen, I'm going to get to this. if a mother,
that's the shit.
Nigga, if a motherfucker comes to me, nigga, like when I was back when we was doing music, or even we'll bring it current, nigga. If a motherfucker comes to me today and it was like, nigga, we'll put you on Radio One, nigga, with a full on show, nigga.
Exactly.
We just need one of you niggas to get piped down. Nigga, there's no way, nigga, that if that's the case, nigga, and a nigga says, all right, nigga. And then all of a sudden, nigga, you only are as quote-unquote successful as Meek Mill? Nigga, it's never going to happen. You know why it's not going to happen? Because, if, nigga, if I'm doing it, nigga, I'm Jay. You're going to make me a billionaire for taking me, for having me to have to do all this.
So what you saying, no Jay might have took it in the ass then.
Wait. I like how you round the way put that shit. But you get what I'm saying, nigga.
So you said,
I'm not going to be some low-rent nigga.
So you said if this don't do it, you're going to be like Jay.
No. What I'm saying is this. If you're gonna go that far, to be famous or celebrity, nigga,
right?
Why would you want to be the low end, nigga? You gonna sell yourself short? That's like
money
saying
money is money.
Money's money, my nigga. But like I know everybody got a price. But my point is this: that's like saying, hey, nigga, for a pack of Skittles and some bubble gum, nigga, I can.
Wait.
And do what?
Hey, for the record, we what? All been drinking. I just got to make sure I heard this shit right.
Ain't nobody taking it no ass.
I'm not saying me, nigga.
That's like saying
I'm not saying me.
I had to clarify.
We're speaking in the hypotheticals.
Somebody can walk in this door right now. We recording the show. They can walk in here and say, hey, y'all can be on Shade 45 tomorrow.
Right.
Somebody got to suck some dick in this bitch.
It ain't happening.
No, it ain't happening. No,
it ain't happening.
Now, you catch these hands.
It's niggas out here that would do. Okay, so we make whatever we make now.
And you
telling me tomorrow I'll be on Shade 45 and I'm making $500,000 a year?
But nigga,
some niggas might suck some dick.
But nigga,
selling my soul for
ain't nobody in here gonna do that.
Right. But that's the point I'm making, Dre. If that's the case, if I'm gonna sell out, nigga, I'm replacing Sway in the Morning, my nigga. I'm the flagship. If I'm gonna sell out, nigga,
wild as fuck.
Oh, it's wild as fuck.
Hey,
it's definitely wild as fuck. But I'm just saying, if a nigga, my whole point is, nigga, if you're gonna sell yourself out,
right?
Why sell yourself short to do it, nigga? Hold on. Let's put it this way.
What?
You in a legal lawsuit, right?
Right.
You suing a motherfucker, and you know off the rip, nigga, you are getting no less than like $500 million.
Right.
But the motherfucker come to you and say, hey, man, look, we're going to shoot you a deal for 20. You go, you know what? I'm going to take that.
If that's all you ever knew, nigga, some niggas might.
I'm going to say this.
How stupid are you then, nigga? That's what I'm saying.
If all you ever had was $30,000 and somebody give you $20 million, you might take it.
I get that, nigga. Some but if you know there's potential for more.
No.
There's a maximum, nigga.
That's just called short cheese for a reason. Some people don't see
right about
short
that.
Cheese.
You're right about that.
I'm
right
going to say this.
I'm going to concede to you on that. You're right. It's a bunch of stupid motherfuckers out here.
Yep.
Because there's no way if I'm selling myself out on any level for anything, that I'm just going to go with, you know what? Hey, give me the $2 shoestrings and the bubble gum, nigga. You're right. I'm good.
All I'm going to say is this.
No.
If the shit came down to the come down, and either one of you motherfuckers about to sell your soul for these niggas, I'd be both y'all motherfucking ass.
Hey, that's why
before I let y'all motherfuckers sell your soul.
That's my point. That's why you gotta believe that Cat Williams shit, because he was like, yeah, it was niggas giving up their asshole for some bread, but he was the one that didn't do it. Okay. You gotta believe that nigga if that's the case.
Before I let y'all motherfuckers sell y'all soul
nigga.
To these motherfuckers
never
for money.
That'll never happen.
I know it won't never happen, never but happened. I just want to go on record.
Yeah,
I will be both these motherfucking asses. Before I let them sell their soul to this motherfucking Illuminati shit.
Right.
Hell
no. See, man, and I guess that's just the logical nigga in me of thinking, like I said, if there's more to it,
exactly.
Why would I sell myself short for this? Mm-hmm. You know, we'll make you famous. Okay, cool. So what are you going to get off it? You get this? Okay, so that means there's money in the shit, or there's more to it than this. Why the fuck am I going pennies on the dollar my ass? No pun intended. But
Because your ass, you don't want to be part of that Diddy shit, Thompson. You can hate me now.
Right.
Because I won't stop now.
Take that.
Right. As soon as that shit came, I said, bring new meaning to take that.
Brother goes viral beating brother's ass for trying to sell his soul.
Hell no.
To motherfucking Diddy shit.
Hell
nigga,
nah.
I will beat the fuck out of all my brothers, if they ever sold, they sold to the nigga.
Yeah. Because,
nigga, because, okay, so we can move on from Raptors, but my whole point is this. Nigga, how you ain't no better than French Montana, nigga? If French Montana ain't getting clapped up, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
How do we know that nigga ain't been clapped up? Allegedly. Look, let me spell that shit out. Allegedly.
Right. I'm done.
But you know what, though? I'm going to
wrap this shit up, dog.
We about to wrap this shit up because I'm trying to get out here on these streets because the weather's nice. I'm trying to get out on these streets, man. Let the top down, let the windows down and shit ride out.
Hell yeah.
Back to the east side and shit. So, I want to get a lady some advice. I try to go episode without trying to deal with ladies, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, this ain't one of them. This ain't typical authentic Dre and shit. I'm just trying to
do it.
I noticed on these dating sites.
Hey, that was a doggy job. I'm just trying to do
I'm
it.
I'm trying to. Yeah. I'm trying not to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to be that guy. Ladies, if you're on a dating site, and you got your profile up, please, because your ass being stupid, stop putting your motherfucking kids on these motherfucking dating sites.
Excuse me.
Because you,
that's what I was gonna go
because to. You setting your kids up for some shit, the type of niggas you're going to come across, because they ain't trying to get to you, they're trying to get your motherfucking kids. Stop putting your motherfucking kids on these motherfucking dating sites, because I need your ass to be responsible.
Putting the kids on the dating sites.
Dude, look, I haven't used this word in a long time.
Some like pictures of their kids?
Listen, I haven't used this word in probably about 10, 15 episodes. These bitches.
No, you said it earlier.
Okay, well, fuck. Hey, these bitches.
I'm with you, though.
I need all these bitches to stop on these dating sites. Stop putting your motherfucking kids on these dating sites, because these dudes, some of these crazy-ass, lame-ass dudes are looking at your kids and not looking at your motherfucking ass, so they're using you to get to your kids. Stop putting your motherfucking kids on a dating site.
I wish that shit the fuck would.
But I'm just saying, motherfuckers don't think about that shit.
You mean like pictures of them and their kids?
Yes, nigga.
I automatically know, because, nigga, I got an 18-year-old daughter. So I understand what the fuck he's talking about. Like,
it's crazy to think that we that old now. My baby's
so,
that old now.
For example, if my I got an 18-year-old daughter.
Exactly, Cynthia.
If her mama's single and she on dating sites.
Yeah, don't
she
do
posting,
that.
She posting pictures of her, but she also posting pictures of my daughter on that shit.
That shit is dangerous.
Yeah. And a nigga try to, nigga.
Yeah.
That you want to talk about jihad, nigga. Yeah. All of y'all niggas, nigga.
Right, we going
if
in.
If you on a dating site and your man is trying to holler at you, let that man holler at you for you.
Right.
Nigga.
Yeah,
don't
I agree
talk
with
about
that.
World
if you
war,
got
nigga.
Kids,
right.
Let a man know you got kids. Don't put your kids on these fucking dating apps because these crazy ass fuckers out here will try to holler at you, not because they want to fuck with you, although the shit might be good.
Nigga,
you might look good or whatever.
Let my daughter call me and be like, yeah, my mama had somebody over the crib and he looked at me sideways. Nigga, I'm going to kick that fucking door in, nigga. Oh, nigga, 10 guns, nigga. Hey,
but I'm just saying,
don't
like.
Don't put me in that position, nigga, because it's going down.
I'm just trying to help the ladies out. What up, Jamie? What's going on, girl?
I don't about nothing,
but
nigga.
But see, I'm just trying
it's
to help the ladies out.
SWAT squad, nigga. I'm going
to
kick the fucking door
in. I'm trying to help
Team 6, nigga.
Yeah.
Ladies out here trying
DK
to date.
DK squad, nigga.
I'm just trying to, because I know I have my
niggas
issues
with. Smacked with the butt of the shotgun and
hey,
shit, bitch.
I know I'm trying. I have my issues with ladies, but I'm trying to help the ladies out.
I don't want to hear shit to my daughter talk. Fuck everybody else in this bitch.
Keep your kids separate.
I feel you, dog.
Hell
keep
yeah.
Keep your kids separate from dudes you trying to meet. Don't put your kids on our shit because niggas is out here looking at you to bypass
right
you
to
get to your
kids.
That's a public service announcement from the Authentic Dre Podcast and Deuce Crew Productions. We about to close this shit out because currently I'm on the west side of the city. Shout out to the city,
Detroit. She
only
tell me as much as she need to tell me. Because
right.
She tell me too much, I'm kicking the door in.
Shout out to the city, Detroit.
Dub got triggered, nigga. He ready to go kill.
She already know.
This nigga triggered. Shout out to the city, Detroit.
Know.
I'm right. On the west
she
side.
Tell me as much as I need to know.
I'm about to head back to the east side. So shout out. I don't give a fuck about all these. Wait a minute. I want to give a special fuck you to all the Equinoxes I had to deal with trying to get
hell
my ass on the west side.
Hell no.
I was in my motherfucking way. I'm trying to blow through traffic.
Hell no.
We about to shut this bitch down. I want to say appreciate all the people that came to the live.
Hey, real quick. Before we do, I want to plant this seed.
Shout out to Ford Motor Company. Pay my bills. Right. Shout out my niggas.
I want to plant this seed for you for the next show that you do.
What's the seed, nigga? What?
The next seed is literally because he says something, but it's spun off into something that your boy K. Samuel said.
Talking about
women with daughters and then men dating those women. Not for the daughter, but just the issue of but you know where I'm going with that from the conversation he had.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that. Yeah.
Spin that and then some of that shit to.
Okay. Tune in to episode 29 for that shit when I get with Brown Bear.
We'll get off the air and talk more about what I mean by
that. STS with Dub and the Brown Bear. We discuss women and daughters and men and that shit, the crazy dynamic. But keep your kids safe. Stop talking to these ladies. Stop talking to these niggas who only focus on your kids instead of you. Mm-hmm. You just men on top of motherfuckers you deal with. You know what I'm saying? So I know in my early episodes, I went on the women, but it's kind of like a different dynamic. Oh, and before I go, ladies, I noticed this shit the other day, and it kind of changed my mindset when it comes to dating and all this shit. Most of my early episodes is about women and men, the dynamic or whatever the fuck. Between people want this, people want that. What I realize is a lot of women are in competition with other women. Damn. Which ain't got shit to do with men. We just like in the middle trying to figure our way out. So I want to say to all my sisters out here, I got nothing but love for you. Stay out of trouble. Stop disrespecting black men. That dude you friend zone, you might want to holler at the motherfucker because he's probably the best thing for you.
Shout out to Sha Curry.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all don't know who Sha Curry is, go look her up.
So other than that, you better close this bitch out. I'm going to start closing my shows out with a little more quotes, affirmation, shit like that. Probably in episode 29, I'm going to start that. So like Bob Barker said, don't forget to have your pet spayed or neutered. Uh-huh. Catch me on iHeart, Instagram, Spotify, your mama's basement, your uncle's grill. Yeah. Grab what's them Cheetos, nigga? The Mexican street corn. Yeah. My nigga. And we out this bitch.